Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed, and we are at the beginning of a new perek, the fourth perek in Masechta Shavuos, a very geshmaka perek, daf Lamed Amid Aleph, perek Shavuos Ha'edos. So Shavuos Ha'edos is a new sugya, and I think at first glance it's not surprising why the Gemara would discuss Shavuos Ha'edos. We're learning Masechta Shavuos. So we went from learning perek Shavuos Shtayim Basra, which dealt primarily with Shavuos Bitoy and Shavuos Shav. So we continue along discussing additional Shavuos, such as Shavuos Ha'edos. But as we'll see, Shavuos Ha'edos has another commonality with the previous sugyas in Masechta Shavuos, and that is that the halacha of Karban Oyla V'yoyred applied to Shavuos Ha'edos as well. As a matter of fact, in the end of Parashas Vayikra, where the Torah discusses the Karban Oyla V'yoyred, where the Torah mentions the halacha of Shavuos Bitui B'shoigik, Karban Oyla V'yoyred, where the Torah mentions the halacha of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, sounds familiar? Karban Oyla V'yoyred. It's in that same Parsha, the first pasuk that the Torah mentions the halacha of Shavuos Ha'edos. The pasuk says, V'nefesh ki secheta, v'shama koil Allah, v'hu'ed oira oyada, im lo yagid v'nasa avoyne. It's one pasuk. Parashas Vayikra, Perikei, pasuk Aleph, and that one pasuk makes up the entirety of Torah Shepik Sav as it relates to Shavuos Ha'edos. So what exactly is Shavuos Ha'edos? Shavuos Ha'edos begins with Reuven going over to Shimon, Shimon and Levi. Apparently, Reuven was in Din Torah, and Reuven felt that somebody owed him money. Beis Din said, bring Edom. Reuven had Edom, Shimon and Levi. They had both witnessed what Reuven claims to have happened. Reuven goes over to Shimon and Levi, and he says, will you come testify on my behalf in Beis Din? Shimon and Levi says, I don't know what you're talking about, Reuven. He says, what do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about? You saw me lend money to Pliny. He owes me money. Beis Din said, I need Edom. You're my Edom. You were there. I don't know what you're talking about. They deny it. If they then ratchet it up and swear that they don't know Eidos, and whether they're mushba mipi atzmai or mushba mipi acherim, as we're going to see in the sugyas, but if they swear that they don't know Eidos, and it turns out that they swore falsely, the halacha is, in addition to all the terrible things that they did and all the averis that they were over, they have to bring a carbon. What's the carbon? It's a carbon oil of a yard. And as we're going to see, that carbon, Shavuos Ha'edos, this carbon oil of a yared is unique, because until now, all the oil of a yareds that we had were talking about somebody that did an aver b'shoigig. Shavuos Bitoy, al zdoina yechayev makas, if it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, it was always al shigigasa that you bring a carbon oil of a yared. Tumas mikdash v'kadoshav b'mezid yechayev karas o malkas. It's only b'shoigig that you bring a carbon oil of a yared. At first glance, this person swore b'mezid. He lied knowingly, he swore knowingly. Still, the halacha is, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, that he has to bring a carbon oil of a yard. So that is the short version, the abridged version of the Shavuos Ha'edos. A few of the pratim that you just have to be aware of is, number one, the only time you have Shavuos Ha'edos is if the tefiyah involved moments. Our example was an example of moment. It's dafka, where the person that is being tevei the Edim is someone that needs Edim to try to save him money or to make him money. But if it doesn't involve mamon, there's no halacha Shavuos Ha'edos. Additionally, it's only true if he really needs the Edim. Let's say there are other Edim, then it could be you wouldn't have this halacha. The parasha Shavuos Ha'edos is all learned out from drashas, is dafka if it's Edim and dafka if it's mamon. Regardless, on that note, Zokhtar Mishnah Shavuos Ha'edos, no, yeah, I guess, but the laws of Shavuos Ha'edos apply only to men, not to women. The Gemara is going to say, because a woman is not kosher Ha'edos. So if a woman is pasul Ha'edos, how could she be subject to the laws of Shavuos Ha'edos? At the end of the day, what is Shavuos Ha'edos? You're being tevei as somebody who's a potential witness, and this person's denying being a witness. If that person is anyways pasul Ha'edos, so it's a moot point. So it's neheges banasha v'lei benashim berechikim v'lei bekraven. It can't be negei or karev, because a karev is also pasul Ha'edos. B'kshein v'lei bepsulim. More generally, it's only negei people that are kosher. It's not negei people that are pasul. Ve'inu neheges ele beruyin leheyid. It's only negeya, someone that's roi to say Ha'edos. Bifnei bezdin, v'sha loy bifnei bezdin, mi pi atzmai. If the person swore by himself, meaning the person said, I don't know Ha'edos, and he swore he doesn't know Ha'edos. Whether he denied knowing Ha'edos and swore that he doesn't know Ha'edos in front of Beis Din, or whether he did so shaloi b'fnei Beis Din, makes no difference. If, however, he himself didn't swear, but rather he was a mujba mipi acherim, we saw a little bit about that at the end of yesterday's daf, meaning the teveya, when he was teveya the nitfa, and told him, you know Ha'edos, and the person denied it, he said, really? Mashpia ni alecha, swear. And the person denied it again, he didn't say amen, because kola oina amen achar ha'shvua is kemoitzi shvu mipiv dami. But even if he didn't say amen, where the halacha is that a mushba mipi acherim is considered a shvua with regards to shvuas edus, there is a nuance, however, in that mushba mipi atzmai, your chayiv, even if it happens outside of bezin, mushba mipi acherim ain chayovim ad sheyichbru behem bebezin divi rameiv. Chachamim, the chachamim argue, and they say bein mipi atzmai, bein mipi acherim ain chayovim ad sheyichbru behem bebezin. This whole showdown of shvuas edus has to take place in bezin. If it doesn't take place in bezin, you're not going to have the halacha of shvuas edus. The Gemara is going to explain all this. Chayovim azodin nashvua, your chayiv, even if you're amazed, why is that a chiddush? Like we spoke out in the intro, because ordinarily the carbon oil of yoyred only applies to someone that doesn't have air b'shoigik. Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav b'shoigik. Shvuas bitoy b'shoigik. Here there's a chiddush that shvuas ha'edos, you bring a carbon oil of yoyred, even if you were a mezid. Va'al shigigasa im zodin ha'edos. And even if you were a shoigig on some level, meaning you know that you're swearing falsely, but you're not familiar with all the halachas. So for example, you're not familiar with the halacha that if somebody is nichshol in shvuas ha'edos, that he has to bring a carbon oil of yoyred. Although sometimes that would constitute shoigig, over here, it doesn't. It's still considered mezid, and the halacha is that you bring a carbon oil of yoyred. The einon chayav and al shigig gasa, but you're not chayav if you do it b'shoigig. So shvuas ha'edos yichayav b'mezid, that's a chiddush. But chiddush number two is you're only chayav b'mezid. If you're a pure shoigig, you're going to be potter. What if you're a mezid conceptually? You're just not familiar with all the halachas. That's still considered mezid. You would be chayav carbon oil of yoyred. Umahin chayav and al zodin ashvua carbon oil of yoyred. Zok the gemara mino ani milis. The first halacha of the mishnah was shvuas ha'edos nayheges ba'anoshim. It applies to men, it doesn't apply to women. And the reason is, because women are posuleidus. Question is, how do you know that a woman, an isha, is posuleidus? The Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa, so the pasuk says, Dvarim yutes per pasuk yudzayin. Va'amdu shnei anoshim, asher lohem ariv, lifnei Hashem. So the pasuk is describing a court case. And the pasuk says, Va'amdu shnei anoshim, there'll be two men standing there, asher lohem ariv, those that are fighting, they have this din Torah, this dispute. Lefnei Hashem, lefnei Akayanim v'ashoiftim, and they're standing in front of who? They're standing in front of Bezin. Says the Gemara, when it says va'amdu shnei anoshim, be'edim akasim adabar. The pasuk is talking about the edim. Ato ima be'edim ayene elo be'balidinim. Really, it means the edim? I would think it means the balidinim. Kishuaymer, when the pasuk continues and says asher lohem hariv, the ones that are disputing, kare balidinim amar. That's obviously referring to the balidinim. Hamani mekayim v'amdu shnei anoshim. What does the pasuk then mean when it says v'amdu shnei anoshim? Be'edim hakasim medaber. So the way the Gemara is darshining the pasuk, it's kedai to see it again inside. V'amdu shnei anoshim asher lohem hariv. V'amdu shnei anoshim is referring to the edim. Asher lohem hariv is referring to the ones that are in dispute. Says the Gemara, from there you know that only an ish is kosher le'edos, but an ish is pasul le'edos. Because if the amdu shnei anoshim is referring to the edim, and how does the pasuk refer to them as? Anoshim. So you see that only a man can be an aid, a woman can't be an aid. Says the Gemara, v'im nafshu chaloyim, if you're going to ask me a kasha on this, meaning you don't necessarily agree that va'amdu shnei anoshim means edim, nemar kan shnei v'nemar lahalim shnei, I have gzeir shavo as backup to what I'm saying. Amar lahalim edim, I've kan be'edim. It says al pi shnei edim, oy al pi shloisha edim yakum davar, and it says here va'amdu shnei anoshim, and just like in that other pasuk, it's beforeish al pi shnei edim, so too when it says va'amdu shnei anoshim, it means two edim. It says the Gemara, mayim nafshach aloyimah. What's this kasha that you could have asked? Again, the Brisa said, V'amdu shnei anoshim means edim. How do you know it means edim? Because when the pasuk continues and says, Asher lahem ariv, that's referring to the balidinim. So V'amdu shnei anoshim must be referring to edim. And if you can ask me a kasha on that, I have a teretz. What's my teretz? I know for sure V'amdu shnei anoshim is edim. Because it says shnei, and I have gzeir shava from the pasuk, al pi shnei edim, oy al pi shloisha edim yakum davar. What's this theoretical, hypothetical question that we could have asked? V'chitem, you're going to ask, midalei kasa v'asher lehem ariv, kulei krabi balidim nishtoi. Right, if you read the pasuk without this braisa, you would think to the contrary. V'amdu shnei anoshim, asher lohem ariv. Asher lohem ariv is described, that's the description of who the shnei anoshim are. Meaning, had it said v'amdu shnei anoshim v'h, Asher lahem ariv, then it sounds like we're talking about two groups of people. So being that va'asher lahem ariv is the balidinim, va'amdu shnei anoshim must be the Edim. But it doesn't say Ve Asher Lohem Ariv, it says Asher Lohem Ariv. So to the contrary, it sounds like it's actually the same group of people. So how could you tell me that being that Asher Lohem Ariv is Bali Edim, that must mean Vamdushne Anoshim is the Edim? That's the question that the Gemara could have asked. Nemer Kan Shneim, Nemer Lahan Lashneim, Malahalam Edim Afkan Be Edim. The Teretz is Vigzei Rishav. So a Braisa that tells me that Isha is Pasul the Edos. How do I know that? Because it says Vamdushne Anoshim, Anoshim Veloy Anoshim. And what does Vamdushne Anoshim mean? It means Edim. How do you know it means Edim? Because Asher Lohem Ariv, the next few words, is referring to the Bali Dinim. Obviously, V'amdu Shnei Anoshim means Edim. Tanya Yidach, another bride, says, V'amdu Shnei Anoshim Edim. Hakosim Medaber, Ata Oimu Be'edim, Einei Lo Bali Dinim. How do you know it's talking about Edim? Maybe it's talking about Bali Dinim. Am V'chishnayim Bom Lodin, Shloishayim Bom Lodin. If the Pasuk means the Bali Dinim, why would you say two? Edus is a halach of two. So I understand why the Pasuk says that they were two. Because they were Edim. Edim needs to be minimum two. But when you're dealing with a din Torah, with a court case, mechateis, it's two people, there could be 10 people involved. There could be partners. There could be a lot of different nuances in a din Torah. Why two? Must be, we're talking about Edim. It says, anoshim v'lei noshim. That's a raya. That noshim are pasul Edim. Vim nafshach aloimer, says the Gemara. And if you can ask me a question on this drasha, I have a teretz. Nema kan shnei, nema lalan shnei, ma lalan be'edim, afkan be'edim. My backup is, I know v'im du shnei anoshim anyways means Edim because of the gzeir shal v'shnei shei. My nafshach aloimer. What's the question we would have asked on this pshat? V'chitem, you're going to tell me, your raya that v'im du shnei anoshim means Edim is because it says shnei, and if the bali dinim, who says they should be limited to two? But maybe b'teveh v'nitfa kam nishtoy kra. Maybe when we say shnei anoshim, we don't mean two people. We mean the two parties. There's always two parties. There's the plaintiff, there's the defendant, there's the teveya, there's the nitfa, there's the mazik, there's the nizik, right? So there's always two parties. Now, each party could be made up of a group of people. But the reason the Torah would refer to them as two is not because they're two individuals per se, but because they're two parties. I don't think that's a raya, says the Gemara, the v'amdu shnei anoshim means Edim. The teretz is nemer kan shnei v'nemer lahalun shnei malahalun beidin af kan beidin. Meaning doesn't matter. I have backup anyways. I anyways have exeder shabbat. Tan yidach a third brayso of amdu shnei anoshim beidim hakosam medaber at oimi beidim ayin elu bevali didim amrid v'chi anoshim bon modin anoshim ein boyus ladim. Only men come to din Torah. Women don't go to din Torah. So if it says anoshim, why should it be referring to Bali Dinim? Or why would the Torah say Anoshim if it's referring to Bali Dinim? Must be, it's referring to Edim. And Kamash Malon, that Edim are possible Edim. You can ask me, Akasha, I have a Teretz. What's the question you're going to ask me on this Pshat? Sounds like a nice pshat. V'amdu shnei anoshim, we're probably talking about Edim. Because if we're talking about Bali Dinim, why would the Torah say men? Women sometimes also have to go to court. There's a lot of halachas and chayshem mishpat that involve women. Says the Gemara. Because v'chitem, you're going to tell me, isha lav urcha. Even though it's true, a woman technically can go to court. She could be a teveya, she could be a nitva, she could have claims, she has chayshem mishpat rights, etc. But it's not the derech, mishon. Because the pasuk says, "Kol kvuda bas melech benima." The derech for a woman is to be at home, to be a tznua. So I would have thought, "So gadaita chamina," that being the design, idea of kol kvuda bas melech benima. So it's not the derech for a woman to be in court. So the Torah said, "V'amdu shnei anoshim," as if we're referring to men, not because it has to be men, but because diber hakasev b'lashon hayva. Right, the same reason the Torah discusses the halachas of shor shenagach with a shor, even though it's true if a cat did it. Because Dibur HaKasa, B'Lashon Hayva. So too, V'amdu Shnei Anoshim, because that's what's usual and customary, but not necessarily because that's the way it has to be. So again, you have no right from the fact that it says Anoshim that we're not talking about Bali Dinim, we're talking about Edim. The Teretz is Nemekan Shnei, V'Nemel HaHalon, Shnei Ma'al HaHalon Be'edin, Afkan Be'edin. Bottom line is, the Gemara brought three braises that were all very, very similar. Each braise had a different Makar, how it is we know that when the Torah says Va'amdu Shneyo Anoshim in the context of a Din Torah, we're referring to Edim and not Bali Dinim. The first braisa said, because Bali Dinim are mentioned in the Pasuk. It says Va'amdu Shneyo Anoshim Asher Lohem Ariv. Asher Lohem Ariv is the Bali Dinim. What then does Va'amdu Shneyo Anoshim mean? It must mean the Edim. The second braisa said the Makar is from the fact that it says Shnei. V'amdu shneyo anoshim, if it means bali dinim, why are we limiting it to two? Edim needs to be two, so that's why you would say v'amdu shneyo anoshim, because usually Edim is two, even though you could have more Edim, but that's the minimum shir at least. But when it comes to a din Torah, what does two have to do with anything? Being that two has nothing to do with it, must be that we're referring to Edim. And the third Braisa said that the makar is from the fact that it says anoshim. If we're talking about balidinim, why does it have to be men? Why can't it be women? Bottom line is, the Gemara said that there's kashas you can ask on all three of these pshatim, but at the end of the day, nemar kanshne, nemar lahalam al pishne edim, ma lahalam be'edim afkam be'edim. So the bottom line is, va'amdu shnei anoshim is referring to edim, and it says anoshim v'lei noshim. That's the makar that women are posel edus. That's how we know that shvuas edus noyheges ba'anoshim. V'loy benoshim, a very straightforward gemara. But before we go weiter, two bomba kashas. First kashas, Reb Kiveger's kasha. Fake Reb Kiveger. So the Mishnah says, Shvuas Eidus Ne'eges Ba'anoshim V'loy benoshim. Why? Because Noshim Apostle Eidus. Because the Pasuk says, V'amdu Shneyo Anoshim, Anoshim V'loy Noshim. Fake Reb Kiveger, the Gemara says later, in Perek Shvuas Eidus, that you have the Aloch of Shvuas Eidus, Be'edos Isha. So let's say there's a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam and she hasn't heard from him in years. And as a result, she's an Aguna. She wants to get married, but she can't. She's an Aguna. She hears that there's somebody that knows Eidos to the fact that her husband's not alive anymore. And if this person will come to Bezdin and testify in front of Bezdin that her husband died, she won't be an Aguna anymore. She's going to be able to get married. She goes over to this person. She's Teveya. She says, Reuven, will you please come to Bez and testify by the half? I've been living by myself as an Aguna for so many years. I want to get married. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know Eidos. And then he swears he doesn't know Eidos. And we find out afterwards that he swore falsely. The parasha Shvuas Eidos is noy. And it's a little bit of a chiddush. There is a little bit of a chiddush because we said that the only time you have Shvuas Eidos is when we're dealing with Mamre. And over there, we're dealing with Eidos Isha. But says the Gemara, being that there are Mamre implications in Eidos Isha, it's Negeir Ksuva. So it is. The halacha is it's considered a shvu on kfiras mamayin. Bottom line is that lumdus will say for later in the parak. But for now, shvu is the edus is neheges afilu be edus isha. Freit up kiveger. We know that edus isha the chachamim made a lot of kulos. Mishum meguna akilu be rabbanon. The chachamim made a lot of kulos. One kula is that an eid echad is believed. Another kula is even apostle, even someone that ordinarily wouldn't be kashal edus is kashal edus when it comes to edus isha. For example, a woman. An isha that ordinarily is posel edus is kosher edus isha. It's a freit of kiveger. The Gemara says shvuas edus neheges ban noshim v'lei benoshim. It's the first halach in Berak shvuas edus. Why? V'amdu shnei anoshim. Anoshim and be'edim akosim medaver. So we know that a woman is posel edus. But freit of kiveger, a woman is kosher edus be'edus isha. And by edus isha, you also have the halach of shvuas edus. So why is shvuas edus not neheges ban noshim? It should be neheges benoshim. In a case of Eidos Isha, Bishleimo, if there was a Makar and a Miut to be Mema'it Noshim from the parish of Shvuas HaEidos Memeilo. But there's no Miut of Noshim in the parish of Shvuas HaEidos. The only reason Shvuas HaEidos is Neheges Ba'Noshim V'Lei B'Noshim says the Gemara, Mino Ani Mili, because Noshim Apostle HaEidos. Meaning, says Rav Kiveger, if I found a Hechatimtsa that in Isha's Koshal HaEidos, and it's a case that could relate to Shvuas HaEidos, L'Churi did be Shvuas HaEidos B'Noshim. Fake Rav Kiveger, I found it. Eidos Isha has Shvuas HaEidos on the one hand, Noshim HaKosher le Eidos Isha on the other hand. Why then is there no parasha Shvuas HaEidos be'Eidos Isha? Says Reb Kiveger, and we spoke at this Kiveger in great detail, the last daf of the first parak of Masechtas Makis, Makis Daf Zayin, says Reb Kiveger, that it's true that in Isha's nemenes when it comes to Eidos Isha, but she's not nemenes b'teres Eid. She's nemenes b'teres Umdana. Those are the words. Meaning, it's true that the Chachamim said a chiddush that we believe in Eid Echad when it comes to Eidos Isha. But the gather of how we believe the Eid Echad, here's the lumdus, will depend on whether this Eid Echad is otherwise a kosher Eid, or this Eid Echad is otherwise a posel Eid. If this Eid Echad is otherwise a kosher Eid, like a regular man who's kosher Eidos, so there we say he's believed b'teiras Eid. Even though ordinarily al pishnayim edim yakum davar, al pishnei edim ay al pishloish edim yakum davar, over here be'edus isha there's a chiddush that we believe in, even though he's only an edach. But if you have someone walking to Bezdin that's never a kosher aid, there's no chiddush atayra that says that by edus isha now we're suddenly going to believe this person as an aid. That doesn't make any sense. If this person is not an aid, this person is not an aid. And we're not going to accept this person's testimony b'toiras edus now either. Why then is the person believed? B'toiras umdana. We can accept it as circumstantial evidence. towards the case that this man is actually dead. And Bezel will take that into consideration, not because they heard a Hagodas Eidos from an Eid. This person's not an Eid. If this person is not an Eid by regular Eidos Mammon, by regular Eidos Nefashis, by regular Eidos Dovash of Erva, this person's not going to be considered an Eid by Eidos Ish either. The reason Bezden will act upon it is because Bezden has a right to take what this person said into consideration. And that's the chiddush of Eidos Isha, afilu Eidach, afilu Eid Posel, that it can establish an umdana. It can establish good evidence in the eyes of Bezden that Bezden has a right to act upon it, but not the Torah say. Zaktub Kivegir, in order to be subject to the laws of Shavuos, the Eidos, you have to be an Eid. V'imlo yagid v'nasa avinu, the Pasuk says. You have to be someone that could have walked into Bezden and testified, b'toiras Eid, where your Eidos would have been an Eidos. It's over there if you don't do it, and you deny it, and you swear you're subject to the laws of Shavuos, the Eidos. So an Eid, echo the Eidos Isha, that would be believed b'toiras Eid, has the parasha Shavuos, the Eidos. But the Isha, who the Eidos Isha would not be believed by Teres Eid, she is no different than any other piece of evidence that you might have. You can find DNA, or you can have an Isha walk into Bezdin. She's evidence, that's all she is. But she's not an Eid. If she's not an Eid, she's not subject to the Halachas of Shavuos Eidos. But Kveger says the same would be true with regards to Hazara, with regards to whether if somebody comes and is Mazin, this Eid Echod, the Eidos Isha. Do you have the halachas of Azama, or do you not have the halachas of Azama? So we spoke at a Ktsois, again, Dav Zayin and Masech Tismak is some fester Eid. But is there Hazama, the Eidos Isha, says Reb Kveger, it depends. If the Eid would otherwise be an Eid Kosher, so then you would have the halachas of Azama. But if the Eid is an Eid Pasul, and now we're just believing this Eid Pasul, the Eidos Isha, you don't have the halachas of Azama. Why not? Because Azama also requires Eidos. This a parish of Azama. For Eidos, there's no parsha of Azama if there's no Eidos, and it's for that reason the halach is going to be that this Eid isn't going to be believed. Mechaz Chinuch says the same Yisoid regarding the Chinuch. The Chinuch says that the loisa sev loisana bereyache Eid Shakar is neheges bescharim v'loy b'nekeves. Rabbi Kivega asks, so why is loisana bereyache Eid Shakar neheges bescharim v'loy b'nekeves? Frank the Mechaz Chinuch, l'chura pasha yotami because a woman is pasal Eidos. That's what the Chinuch says. The problem is women aren't always pasal Eidos. A woman could be kashal Eidos. So such as Eidos Isha, says the Mechaz Chinuch, the same Yisoid. A woman is kosher of Eidos Isha, but she's not nemenes b'teres Eid. She just represents evidence. Loisan b'riach Eid Shaker is when you're an Eid Shaker. When you're an Eid. Being that she's not an Eid, and even when she's believed b'teres Eid Echad, it's not b'teres Eid Echad. It's merely as a vehicle, as a hecha timtza, to provide evidence to Bezdin. It's for that reason she wouldn't be subject to the halachas of Leisan Breyach Eid Shaker. So there would be no Shavuos Eidos, there would be no Hazama, and there would also be no Leisan Breyach Eid Shaker. That's the first R. The second R is the first Toisvus in the parak. Tois asks Akasha, Tape. The Gemara in Perek Achayvo, while the Kama da Peches brings a pasuk that an Eved Kanani is Pasul Eidos. Freaked, Tosfos. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that an Eved is Pasul Eidos? Tepeklei, Mishum de Gamrina, La Mami Isha. We know that any mitzvah that a woman has, an Eved Kanani has. Any mitzvah that a woman doesn't have, an Eved Kanani doesn't have. And the truth, why? Because it says law, the cost of law sefer krisos, oichu fasha law by an eved, law, we compare the halachas of an isha to the halachas of eved kanani. And the truth is this hekesh goes beyond just mitzvahs. There's a lot of halachas that you have with regards to eved kanani and isha that mirror each other. Bottom line is, there's a hekesh, law mi isha. It's a freak toisvis. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that an eved kanani is pasul eidos? Typically, if a woman is pasul eidos, now you have the heck zereshava of la la meisha to teach me that a eved kanani would be pasul eidos as well. So I was thinking, just al derech achidud, maybe to say a little bit of a pshat, and that is based on a Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis. We learned together in the end of Masechtas Makis, so we learned the halachas of Bal Tashchis. Of your zakeh, not bal tashchis, don't throw food in the garbage, but bal tashchis, you're not allowed to be mashchis, you're not allowed to shave with a razor. And we went through the halachas of loy sakifu. The Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, halacha Beis says as follows. A woman does not have to have peis. Because the pasuk put the isser of leisakifu pas reishchem in the same pasuk as the isser of leisashches as pasuk ganecha, and we darshin kol sheyesh nebebal tashches yesh nebebal takif. The isha ain't nebebal tashches al fisha ain lazak. Whoever has the isser of bal tashches zekoncha has the isser of leisakifu pas reishchem. Being that a woman doesn't have the isra of Ashkas Zake, why? Because she doesn't grow a beard. So it's for that reason she doesn't have the isra of Bal Sakifu. Says the Rambam, Achidish. Lefichach, it's for that reason, Ha'avodim, slaves, Hoyo V'yesh Lehem Zakein, Asura Barkov. Even though, says the Rambam, we know that always every Kanani is hookish to an Isha. Lola Mi'isha. So based on that, just like a woman doesn't have an obligation to have payas, right? Didn't every Kanani have payas? So says the Rambam, you would think that every Kanani doesn't either have to have payas. Kamash Malon, that even an Evet Kanani has to have payas. Why? Because zil baser taima. What's the reason that a woman is excluded from leisakifu pas roishchem? It's because we're makish leisakifu pas roishchem to leisashches as pas konecha. A woman doesn't have a beard, but maybe she doesn't have leisakifu. So zil baser taima. Evet Knani, he's a man. He can grow a beard, and as a result, he will have the iser of leisakifu pas roishchem. In other words, the Rambam is saying a phenomenal chiddush. The Rambam says that even though there's lo lo meisha, so that says that any time a woman is potter from something, a man is potter from something as well, or Evet Knani is potter from something as well. But at the same time, you have to look at the root cause. And you have to ask yourself, why is a woman potter? And if the reason that a woman is potter is exclusive to Nashim, somehow that says that there's no la me'isha, and an Evet Knani will not be potter, and Evet Knani will be chayv. It's Yidua. We all know the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechtes Chagiga. It's something that's mentioned throughout Shas. The infamous Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrim. The Mishnah says that there was a machlokes b'shami b'sol had a deal with a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin. Misha chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin. So what is the halacha? Oyved as Rabbi Yoimechad v'zatzmi Yoimechad every b'sol. B'sol said, well, you own yourself 50%. The other half of you is owned by somebody else. So one day you're going to work for yourself. The next day you're going to work for somebody else. Right? Sunday you work for him. Monday, that's how you work it out. I'm a little bit. Shammai told Basil, well, Tikantim as Rabbi. It's very nice that you worked out the financial situation. So he's a chetzi eved, he's a chetzi ben chayrin, so financially you can work out. He keeps 50 cents of every dollar that he earns. Very nice. But as Atzmai loy Tikantim, there's other implications as well. How is this person supposed to get married? Lisa Shivcha, should he marry a Shivcha? Iyafsha. That he can't do. Shekvar chetzi eved, because he's a chetzi eved. To marry Baschayr, he can't do that either. So, who's he supposed to get married? And should he not get married, Dr. Mishra? That's not an option. Because lo yisoyu v'ro, l'sheves yitzara, yishaya perek memeh. It's not an option not to get married. Elo koifen es rabbi, v'oysa oysa ben chayrim, v'koysa v'shtar chayra chetzi dama, and the Mishnah says, v'chazru beisilu lo hayres kedibri beisham. So you had someone that was a chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrim, and this guy's trying to, what are you supposed to do with him? So Beisul said, just give him 50 cents of every dollar that he earns. Beishamai says, no, that's going to resolve the financial situation. But how's this person supposed to get married? He can't marry anybody. He's a chatzi eved, he can't marry bas chayim. He's a chatzi ben chayim, he can't marry a shivcha. Not to get married, that's not an option. You know why? Because they say overall the Shabbos is Freit Tosfos, Akashas, Tosfos in a bunch of places in Shas. Freit Tosfos, the Mishnah wanted to say, Beishamai wanted to say that not getting married isn't an option. What's the raya? Yishaya memhei? It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. Puruvu. Why do we have to jump to Leisover El Hashavas Yitzara? What happened to Puruvu? So Tosfos has a whole arichos whether Avodim have Puruvu or Avodim don't have Puruvu. It's a Tosfos in Perak Hashalech, Gittin Memheim Beis. It's a Tosfos in Chagiga, Dav Beis Amid Beis. It's a Tosfos in Bava Basra, Dafil Gimel Amanav. This Tosfos appears in many, many places in Shas. Where Tosfos has a suffix whether an Evet Kanani has Puruvu, it's in that context of the Chatzi Evet to Chatzi Mechayr, or not. Freit, Turi Evan, I don't understand. What's the Shaila? Noshim we know don't have a mitzvah approval. That's Poshet. Machlekes Rabbi Yechim breaking the Chachamim in the end of Perek Abba, Yevimtoi Mesechtes Yevamis, we pass like the Chachamim. That women don't have a mitzvah approval. If a woman doesn't have a mitzvah approval, then an Evet should neither have a mitzvah approval because of La Mi'isha. So what's Tosfos Sofik? Whether or not an Evet Kanani has a mitzvah approval or doesn't have a mitzvah approval, there's no Sofik. It's Poshet that an Evet Kanani doesn't have a mitzvah approval because a woman doesn't have a mitzvah approval. Zok the Shagasaye, Zok the Turi Evan, Veniro Loimar. Maybe Tosfos felt like the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Chasavay Dazar that says that the only time an Evet Kanani doesn't have a mitzvah that a woman doesn't have is if there's no reason unique to women why the woman doesn't have this mitzvah. But let's say there's a unique reason, like the Isser Peis, which is related to the Isser don't shave with a razor, and women don't have beards, so they're not shaykh to the Isser of Losashkes Pas Koncham, and male, they don't have this Peis. Oh, so then we'll say, and every Kanani who does have a beard, he does have the Isser of Losakifu. Is Yesh Loimah the same thing over here? Because why doesn't a woman have Pruvu? It's a Gemara. The atem pruvu umilu es haaretz v'kivshua. And noshim she darkon lichboish, they have a mitzvah pruvu. Noshim she ain't darkos lichboish, they don't have the mitzvah pruvu. And Eved Knani went to war, shenemo. They probably put him on the front row. See, he definitely went to war. So being that he's darkoi lichboish, he doesn't have the siba why a woman is potter. If he doesn't have the siba why the woman's potter, bottom line is we have a gevaldig yisoid over here. We have a yisoid that even though there's lola mi'isha, but at the same time, if there's a reason that's unique to women, why a woman wouldn't have this mitzvah approved, or wouldn't have a mitzvah, then you would not say the halacha of Lala Miisha. Based on that, let me tell you an unbelievable Yalkut Shemayni. The Yalkut Shemayni is in Sefer Bereishis, in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. The context over there is the three malachim, they come to Avraham Avinu, to be mevaka chayla, and then they give him a besura toiva. The besura toiva is, shayv oshav eilecha ke'ez chaya ulesara bein. And Sarah overhears this. And the pasuk says, vatitzchak Sarah bekir b'lemer. Sarah started laughing. Achrei b'loisi hoisali edna v'adoy nizakein. I'm so old, my husband's so old. What, at this stage in our life, we didn't have children. Now all of a sudden, I'm going to have children. Vayem Hashem al Avraham. Hashem comes to Avraham. Lomo zetzachak l'sara lemer. He tells Avram what Sarah did. Why was Sarah laughing? Why did she scoff at what these malachim said? She doesn't believe in the Moifes? She doesn't believe it's possible? Shuas Hashem k'herifayim? Haf omnam eilev anizo kanti? Hayipolim Hashem davar? What? Is it beyond the scope of my abilities for me to be able to gebench Sarah with a child? Says the pasuk, v'tichachesh Sarah lemar. But Sarah denied it. She said, loy tzachakti ki yareya, because she was afraid. V'yoymer loy. Kitzachok. Hashem told it's not true. You really did laugh. Says the Yalkut Shemayni. It's one line. Vatechachish sora leimar mikan shahanoshim psulos leidos. This is the makar that women apostle leidos. Because you see that Sarah wasn't truthful. Sarah denied what happened. Sarah did not tell the truth. Sarah had laughed when she heard this basura because she didn't believe it was going to happen. And as a result, she got scared. And what happened, Machmasira? Vatichachish Sarah lemer loitzachakti ki yoreya. Says the Yalkut Shemayni. You see from here that women on some level can't be trusted in the sense that when they're afraid, they're going to deny something that's really, really true. Vatichachish Sarah lemer loitzachakti ki yoreya. This wasn't an isolated incident, but this is representative. And it's for that reason, says the Yalkut Mikan, don't repeat this at the Shabbos table, Shanoshim Psula Isleidus, that women are Pasul Eidus. It's based on this Pasik, Vatichachish Sarah Lamer. If that's the case, Yesh Loimar, it's unique to women, as I do with men. Oh, it has nothing to do with men. That maybe just like the Rambam said, Bergibes Chazvay the Zorah, that Eved Knani has Loisakifu Pasra Ichem, because the reason women don't have it is something that's unique to women. And just like the Shagasar, yay, Gvaldik, said, that Tosfos has it sad to say that maybe Eved Kenani is chayiv in Puruvu, despite the fact that women are part of Puruvu. Because the underlying reason is unique to women, not to men. Yesh Loimar. The reason that an Isha's Pasul Eidus based on this Yalkut Shemayni is something that's unique to women. It has nothing to do with men. Based on that, you wouldn't have Lala Mi'isha. If you don't have Lala Mi'isha, that's the Teretz of Tosfos Kasha. That's why we need another pasuk in Perek Achayvu, Bava Kamada, Pechesam Alav, to tell me that even though there's low Lala Mi'isha, still, an Eved Kenani is going to be postulated. Tanu Rabbana. So we had here a pasuk. Va'amdu shnei anoshim. Be'idim akasim adaber. It says anoshim. V'loi noshim. And that's the makar that women are postulated. Says the Gemara Brice. Va'amdu shnei anoshim. Mitzvah l'bali dinim shiyam. You learn from here that there's a mitzvah for the bali dinim to stand. Because it says, "Va'amdu shnei anoshim." I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "I disagree with that halacha." Shamati, I heard. Shemratzu lahoishav shnei mayshivin. If the bali didn't want to sit, they could sit. Is that asur? What is asur? Shlihei echad oimid echad yosh. For one to stand and one to sit, that's not good. Or echad medabri kol tzarkai. Or if the judge is going to allow one of the parties to say whatever he wants to say, the echad oimid lekatzer v'rach. The other way says, "We'd like you to please be brief." So that's already not correct. But there's no halacha that both have to stand. Just be consistent. Don't tell one person you have to stand, and the other person allowed to sit. So it's a machlokes in the Braisa, right? For amdu shnei anoshim mitzvah lebali dinim sheyamdu. Rabbi Yehuda says, I heard differently. Shamati, I heard there's no mitzvah for the bali dinim to stand. There's just a mitzvah to make sure that they're on an even playing field, but that they should both have to stand. Not what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara is going to say it on Amud Beis, but in case you're in suspense and you can't wait until Amud Beis, what's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds like the whole Gemara we just learned, that Va'amdu Shnei Anashim is not referring to the Bali Dinim. The Edom HaKasim Medaber. So it's true, there's a Makar that the Edom have to stand, but the Bali Dinim not. At the same time, there's a new halacha. There's a halacha that one shouldn't stand and one shouldn't sit. But as it relates to Va'amdu Shnei Anashim, that there should be a Din that you should both have to stand, the Edom HaKasim Medaber, it's not referring to Bali Dinim. Tanu Rabban, and what is that other Makar? It's this bright. Besadik Tish B'dam Yisecho. So it's not learned out from Va'amdu Shnei Anashim, because again, that's Be'edim HaKasim Medaber. But at the same time, don't have one stand, one sit, because it says B'tzedek Tish B'dam Yisecho. Another pshat, another halacha that we learn from B'tzedek Tish B'dam Yisecho, Havidonis Chavercho L'Kav Schus. We'll see more about that later. That we're not talking about Bezdin necessarily. Every person, if you see your friend do something, you can judge him favorably, or you can judge him in the reverse. B'tzedek Tish B'tam Yisecho teaches me, Havidonis Chavercho L'Kav Schus. Tanu Rav Yosef, B'tzedek Tish B'tam Yisecho, Im sha'at itcha b'teiru v'mitzvahs hishtadu l'deinu yafa. That if somebody comes to you to the Teira, and he's a Talmud Chacham, he's someone that's with you in Teira, in mitzvahs, he's a ben Teira, he's echa b'mnei chabura. So y'deinu yafa, make sure you treat him well when it comes to paskining yishayla. Treat him the right way, says Rashi. What does that mean? It doesn't mean chan for him or anything of that sort, as the Gemara is about to say. But what it means is that if you have two dinei Torah in front of you, one is from Echa b'nei Chabura, Chashev Yungaman, and the other one is not, then you should be partial towards the one that's Chashev. But it doesn't mean in the actual court case you should judge him unfavorably, because that's a problem on many different levels. Rav Ula Brei, Rav Eloi, Havali Dida Kavid, Rav Nachman. Rav Ula Brei, Rav Eloi once had to go to a court case in front of Rav Nachman. Shalcha Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef told him, Ula Chavireinu Amas B'Teir V'Mitzvahs. You know, there's a Yid, Ula, he's coming to you now. I want you to know he's a Chashev Yungaman. Amar, so Rav Nachman heard that. He said, why would Rav Yosef tell me that? Meaning, Rav Yosef heard that this Yid, Rav Ula Brei Rav Eloi, was going to have a court case in front of Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef sends him a memo, and he tells him, I'm just giving you a heads up, that there's someone who's coming to you for a court case. He's a very, very chosh of a person. Nachman understood and meant you should take good care of him. Boy, he's supposed to chanf him, hadaram, and then he realized what he meant, lemishra betigra. He meant that if there's two dinei Torah in front of you, you should paskin his first, like we just said. Meaning, be partial towards him, but not in the action. Don't be corrupt. Inami l'shuda d'dayni, in a case where Bezdin has the right, they have the option to paskin and decide whatever they want to do. So then, know that he's a Talmud Chacham, maybe factor that into your consideration. There are times where there's really no Shulchan Aruch, where the halacha is, shuda d'dayni. Machlik is Rashi Tosis throughout Shas, what shuda d'dayni is. Doesn't mean whatever you want, it's a hefkervel. But does it mean they should try to figure out what they think the right answer is, meaning follow your gut or do whatever you want. Regardless, in a case of Shudah D'Daini, that's where it would play itself out, that this person was a Choshvit. Amarullah. So we had a machlokes regarding the Bali Dinim. Do the Bali Dinim have to stand? That was the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says they don't have to stand. Just, you shouldn't have one stand and one sit. Machlokes the Bali Dinim, machlokes the Bali Dinim. Aval be'edim, like we said, divrei Yaakov ba'amida, d'chsiv v'amdu shnei anashim. Meaning, it says v'amdu shnei anashim. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't deny that. Rabbi Yehuda just holds v'amdu shnei anashim to edim akasim medaber, so there'll be a mitzvah for the edim to stand. The Tanakama holds v'bali dinim akasim medaber, so the mitzvah is for the bali dinim to stand. But everybody agrees that someone has to stand. It's either the bali dinim or the edim. It depends on how you darshan v'amdu shnei anashim. Amar Ravuna machlokes b'shas masa matan. The machlokes is whether the bali dinim have to stand or don't have to stand is only during the masa matan. Aval b'shas gemar din, when it comes to the gemar din, the very called dayanim b'yeshiva bali dinim b'amid. Everybody agrees that the dayanim sit and the bali dinim stand. So the buzz is that Moshe was sitting, the Am was standing, that was B'shas Gemar Din, the Gemara assumes, and therefore you learn from here a halacha that when it comes to the Gemar Din, the Dayan sits and the Bali Dinim stand. That's not disputable. The Machlekes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is B'shas Masu Mat. Lishna Achrina, another brisa that says the same thing, albeit from a different source. Machlekes B'shas Masu Mat. Abu B'shas Gemar Din, Divya Kol, Dayanim B'Yeshiva Bali Dinim B'Amid. Why? The Edim, everyone agrees, has to stand. Or even Rav Yehuda was Moida that the Edim had to stand. And Kigmar Din Damu. Meaning, Rav Yehuda held that it was only the Bali Dinim that didn't have to stand. The Edim did have to stand. Now the Edim, as soon as they say their Edim, they're done. The Bali Dinim have to hang around. They have to hear the verdict. But the Edim, they call them in to issue testimony, and then they're dismissed. They don't have to be in court anymore. So their Haggadah's Edim is the equivalent of their personal Gemara Din. That's where their part of this ends. And being that their part of it ends with the Haggadah, it's their Gemara Din, and they have to stand. So you see from here that Peshas, the Gemara Din of each individual aspect of the court case, there's a Din Amida. So too the Bali Dinim, Peshas, their Gemara Din, will have to stand as well. So even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Amdu Shnei Anoshim Be'edim HaKazim Adab, it's not referring to the Bali Dinim, but at the same time, it's a loss of time. And the Edim have to stand. Why? Presumably because it's their Gemara Din. So to the Bali Dinim, they'll have to stand during their Gemara Din. So to Gemara, the visit to Rav Huna, how about they did come to Rav Nachman? Rav Huna's wife once had a gum to a court case in front of Rav Nachman. Amar, Rav Nachman said, Hey, Chinavid, what should I do when Rav Huna's wife walks in the door? Should I stand up for her? Mistatman tanose de Bal Dina. If I'm going to give kavod to Rav Huna's wife, it's going to intimidate the other Bal Din, and that's not good. Lo ikem ikamo, should I not stand up for her? Eishes chaver harei kechaver. She's the wife of a Talmud Chacham. And the wife of a Talmud Chacham, you have to give kavod. Om alei l'shamoi. So he told us, Gabbai, tzei v'africh alei bar avza. Have an answer. That when it comes time for me to have to stand up for his wife, take a goose and throw it into the courtroom in my direction. I'm going to jump up. It's going to look like I'm jumping up. Yeah, this is 101. Come on. Never tried this? It's going to look like I'm jumping up because of the goose. But really, I'm standing up for her. Veshadi lavei ve'ekov. Taisus asks, by the way, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin that the only time you mekayim this mitzvah of kavod when you stand up, if the person realizes you're standing up for them, it has to be a kima sheyesh bahidur. But if it's not a kima sheyesh bahidur, you're not mekayim. Frank Taisus, this wasn't a kima sheyesh bahidur. So Taisus says in the second teretz that Rav Nachman knew that Rav Huna's wife was a Balas Kishrin, and he knew that she was going to chop everything that was going on, so he wasn't worried about that. But the Gemara asks Akasha that this is only going to help for the earlier parts of the court case, meaning we're based on the halacha of Hidur, Rav Nachman would have a chiv to stand up, so throw in the goose, oldest trick in the books, you stand up and everything is going to be fine. But the Gemara has, what was Rav Nachman going to do b'shas the Gemara Din? Because b'shas the Gemara Din, the Bali Dinim have to stand up and the Dayan still has to sit. The problem is when the Bali Dinim stand up, now Rav Nachman has a chiv to stand up for this Eishes Chaver, and he can't stand up. You can't even throw a goose at it. He has to sit. So what's he going to do at that point? When the Bali Dinim stand up, and he has to sit. So he doesn't have the option to stand. But at the same time, he has a chiv hidur. So the Gemara says, the Yosef come on the Shoyim. What he should do is, he should be like in a kneeling position. He should sit as if he's taking his shoes off. For Omar and say, yish pleni at the zakka, yish pleni at the chayiv. So there's this semi-compromised position that the halacha would be, that's what you're supposed to be in. Let's say a Talmud Chacham and Am Aretz come together in front of Bezin for a Din Torah. So you tell the Talmud Chacham to sit, that's for sure. And Am Aretz, you also tell to sit. Let's say that Am Aretz wants to get up, less slumber. Even though you're creating this imbalance in court, it doesn't matter. You tell him to sit, that you do your hishtavos. Rav bar Shravya, havali dina kamid rapapa. Rav, the son of Shravya, had a din Torah in front of rapapa. Usve, he told him to sit. Va'osiv nami lebaldine, and he told the baldin to also shlichah beidina. Shliach bezdin came batash bei va'ukmei la'amaretz. So this other person was an amaretz. Rav bar Shravya was a talmud chacham. This other baldin was an amaretz. He went and he kicked the amaretz. What are you doing sitting? Give kavod to Rav bar Shravya. He's a talmud chacham. He should sit. And you should stand. Rapapa didn't say anything. Frank the Gemara, hechi avid hachi. This is intimidation 101. I mean, you're making this person feel inferior. Psychologically, he now is yodai ala tachtoin, and as a result, it can impact his ability to argue on behalf of himself in court. Said you have a right. Had Rapapa, so Bishlam el shliach bezdin, okay, maybe he was an amaris. But how did Rapapa have a right to watch this happen? V'lo micha bei rabbanon, how do you have a right not to be moich? Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa said, Meimar amar iyu ha'usfin shliachudam le'mefayis minoy. He didn't think it was going to be an issue, because at the end of the day, he himself is not the one that did it, and being that he himself is not the one that did it, he didn't think Rapapa would have any feelings towards him. Meaning, if Rav Papa thought that the person was going to think that the shliach was acting on Rav Papa's behalf, it would have intimidated him. But the fact that the shliach Bezdin kicked him and told him to stand, as long as he wasn't feeling it from the dayan himself, from Rav Papa, then you don't have this chashash that maybe psychologically he's going to be impacted with this statman mile. One final gemara of Amar Rav Baruch Haitzu Amar Rav Baruch Amaritz Isle Did About Adadi. If a Talmud Chacham and Amaritz have it entire together, and let's say the Talmud Chacham happens to be chavrusa with the dayan, right? The chavrusas, they talk and learning, they have a seder, they have a kfiyas, they learn together. So, loy liktim tzum rabban avalesov. You know, it's not nice for the amaretz to walk into court and he sees the dayan together with his counterparty sitting with shtenders and coffees and birchas shmuls. It's just not geschmack, because you're going to intimidate this person. Because even though really all they're doing is learning together, but it looks a little bit like maybe they're working out, you know, exactly how the din Torah is going to play itself out. But the Gemara said, that's only true if they don't have a daily kfiyas to be together at this particular time. But let's say they do have a kfiyas, less one, but you don't have to worry about it. Meaning, if everyone knows that there's a kfiyas, then you don't have to be so worried about it. It's only if there's no kfiyas that you have to worry about it. So before we end, and there's so many more geshmaka gemaras coming tomorrow and in the coming days, but before we end, just one other piece of hashtag light read. And that is, so we had here a pasuk, Betzedek Tishpeit Am Yisrael. The gemara learned from here a halacha regarding how Beis Din is supposed to conduct themselves in court. You can't be partial, even if one is a Talmud Chacham, it doesn't matter. You can't be partial to one of the Balei Dinim in a court setting. Dovar Acha, the Gemara said, Betzedek Tishpet HaMisecha, Havidon Es Chavercho L'Kaf Schos. It's a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, Paragalaf, Mishnah of Vav. Havidon Es Chavercho L'Kaf Schos. It's learned out from a Pasuk. Betzedek Tishpet HaMisecha. At first glance, it would seem that this idea that he's supposed to be done a person L'Kaf Schos is a din da'iraisa. It sounds like it's a mitzvah say da'iraisa. Betzedek Tishpet HaMisecha is a din da'iraisa. I mean, at first glance, it sounds like this is a real din Torah. In fact, the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's a mitzvah saseh, mitzvah kufayin zayin. Hu shenitztave stavu hadayonim, lahashvayiz bein balei dinim, v'shiyeh nishma kol echo mehem b'orich dvarav oikot zayram. V'u amra yisala b'tzedek tishpa am yisecho, uva hapirish b'sefra, ar gemara, shloyeh echo medaber kol tzarchiv, echo doim lakatzer dvarecho. Says the Rambam, the Pasuk says, b'tzedek tishpa am yisecho, it's the 177th mitzvah saseh in the Torah. We learn from there that Beis Din can't be partial to one party. You can't tell one person to stand and the other person to sit. One person, you can be mayrich, the other person has to be mekatzer. Says the Rambam, v'zois achas mina kavanois shekoylu lalei matziv hazeh. But really, even though that's the pshat that I'm mentioning now, it's really one of many pshatim in this pasuk, one of many halachas that's learned out from this pasuk. And the Rambam goes through some of them. And then at the end he says, v'yesh b'oid, another halacha you learn from this pasuk, she'ra'u lodon es chaveru l'kaf schus, v'lo yifarish ma'isa v'dvarav elo l'toiva chesed. Then this pasuk, there's a makar, b'tzedek tishpet amisacha. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs doesn't mention mitzvahs asei derabonans. He mentions mitzvahs asei derayses. Doesn't mention atzmachtas. These are real dine derayses. And the Rambam says, b'tzedek tishpet amisacha, one of the kavonis of the pasuk is, hevidon es chaveru l'kaf schus. So at first glance, it would seem to be a mafurish Rambam. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's no ambiguity. The Rambam Shita is that there's a mitzvah asei da'iraisa to be dan a person kaf schos. A little scary. Stating that is another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Day is Perikei Halacha Zayin. The Rambam's talking about how a Talmud Chacham should conduct himself. Listen to Lashoni Azov Shal Rambam. Talmud Chacham lo yehet soyek v'tzoveach b'shas diburei k'behemes u'k'chayas. The Talmud Chacham shouldn't talk like a behemah and a chaya. V'lo yagbi ha'koy l'b'yoyis, shouldn't yell too loud. Eli diburei b'nachas and kol ha'briyoyis. U'k'she yedaber b'nachas, when he speaks b'nachas, yizor shlo yisrachik, ad she'yira k'divrei gasi aruch. Don't speak too benachas, because that's already mechziki yuara. That already looks like gaiva. Additionally, umaktim l'sholoim kolodam, you should give everybody shalom aleichem, k'dei she'yirucha noicha he'menu. A Talmud Chacham has to go out of his way to be nice to everybody. You have to be makdim sholoi. It comes with responsibilities. V'danes kol adam l'kaf schus, says the Rambam. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you have to be careful. You have to be danes kol adam l'kaf schus. Mesaper b'shvach haveroi, ve'inoi mesaper b'gnusai klal, Oyev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom. So the Rambam has a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of how a Talmud Chacham is supposed to conduct himself. He shouldn't yell kebehemus v'chayos, eli dibure benachas and abrios, benatu benachas, because then it really looks like gaiva. He should be makdim shalom to every person, kidei she'erucha noiche emenu. He should be danes kol adam lekav schus. You should be mesaper b'shvach haveri, and mesaper b'gnusai, and you should be an oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. These are not halachas that a person needs to do from a Shulchan Aruch standpoint. This is a Rambam in Hilchas Deis, and he's talking about how a Talmud Chacham, because of the responsibility that he has to conduct himself. And Toich Dvarov, the Rambam says, you should be done as Kolodim L'chav Schos. Freik the Chafetz Chaim, and Sefer Chafetz Chaim. That he doesn't understand. L'chur, the Rambam was soicer himself. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says, it's a Mitzvah Saseh Dei Reisa. Mitzvah Saseh Dei Reisa don't only apply to Talmud Chachamim. They apply to every Yid. Every Yid, the second he becomes Bar Mitzvah, is obligated to keep 613 Mitzvahs. And if that is called the Kafschus, is a mitzvah, I say, deraisa, then how is it possible that the Rambam brings it over here when he's discussing the halachas, when he's discussing the halachas of Talmid Chachamim? The MS is, if you look in the Rambam in Ovis, when they're on this Mishnah, Hevidanus Kaladim Kafschus, so the Rambam, I don't have it in front of me, but he says it's midarkei hachasidus. It's midarkei hachasidus for a person to be danes kolodom l'chav schos. So again, freik to chavetz chayim, how do you reconcile this apparent steer in the Rambam? And not just that, it's a mefurish gemara. The gemara learned it from inside the tishbet tisam yisecha. Says to chavetz chayim, you have to say that not all situations are the same. Not all scenarios were created equally. There are times that there's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa to be done a person l'chav schos, and then there's times where there's no mitzvah saseh deiraisa to be done a person l'chav schos, but rather it's only midarkei hachasidus, or maybe a Talmud Chacham should do it, but really there won't be an obligation on the Eraisa level to be done a person with Kafskos. What does it depend on? It depends on how many hoops you have to jump through in your head in order to be able to be done a person with Kafskos. For example, if you see an Adam Kosher that does something, and there's a Shaiva, did he do something good or did he do something bad? So if you know that this person has a cheskes kashrus, you have a chiyuv deiraisa to be done this person l'kavschos. Even if it's a nishbeinani, sometimes you'll have a chiyuv deiraisa. Let's say he's a bad person, you know he always does averus, and then there won't be a chiyuv deiraisa. Either way, you have to take a look in the Shulchan Aruch of danes chaver l'kavschos. If you want to see the Maramakim, it's in Chafetz Chaim, Psichas Essen, Ois Gimel, where he goes through some of the halachas and he's Mayrich and Ber Mayim Chaim. But the bottom line is that there are times where there is a chiyuv deiraisa to be done a person lekafschos, and there are times where there's in fact no chiyuv deiraisa to be done a person lekafschos. We'll just end with one unbelievable Maril Diskin. Reb Shua Leib, Maril Diskin, it's in Parshas Kedoshim. It's on the Pasuk, B'tzedek Tishbet Am Yisech, on this Pasuk. And he brings Chazal, he brings Ar Gemar, Shvuas Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that says, Havidan es chavercho lekafschos, and the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs brings that it's a mitzvah's essay de raisa. So he talks a little bit about this idea of dan es chaver lekafschos, and he begins the discussion with a question. He says, being dan a person lekafschos very often forces a person to lie, to himself at least, because sometimes you see something and it just seems pretty obvious that this person did something bad. Okay, so you'll be dan the person lekafschos, right? The Velt says, B'shem dekatzke rebo, that why did Hashem create a kruma cup? For the mitzvah to be dan a person lekafschos. Because sometimes you have to have a kruma cup. The problem is, the Torah is telling you to have a kruma cup? Doesn't it go against so much of what we know as upgehitin yidin, that we have to be anshei emes? That's what we need to be. And all of a sudden, we have a mitzvah that we're supposed to imbue sheker inside of us. Seems very, very schwer. Says the Rabbi Shua Leiv, a tover nifla. He says, you know what the real tiefkeit? You know why it's so important to be down a person with kafschos? He says, because the number one reason that people do wrong things, the number one reason people do averus is they see other people doing it. When a person sees that people around him are lax in certain things, it makes it much easier for him to be lax in it. Meaning, if you were in an area where, let's say, nobody talked during the averus, you'd be the only person, it'd be very hard to do it. It just wouldn't be something that's easy to do. If you're in a kehila where everybody learns, you're going to be the one batlin that doesn't open a gemara? It's going to be a very hard thing to do. But when you see other people doing these same things, then it's not so hard because it creates an environment when this is somehow acceptable. See, he says that on a psychological level, what allows people to do the wrong thing, even though they know it's wrong, is because Neisen Rishu Zelazet, they see other people doing the wrong thing, and that somehow gives them the okay to do it. So says Rabbi Shulay, if you see a person doing something, It could be he's a good guy, it could be he's a bad guy. It's so important for you to be dan the person lekav schos. Because the moment you dan this person lekav choiva, now all of a sudden it tells you that there are other people doing these averas, and it's going to allow you to do this aver as well. People that walk around with this mindset, yeah, we live in a horrible generation, everyone just does terrible things, some sheikh tzaitin, right? When you walk around with that attitude, it makes it easier for you to do it. Very often, that's the negias. It's coming from that, but yeah, you want it to be a really, you know, crazy situation, because that makes it easier for you to be able to lie on your pillow at night and come to terms with the things that you do or the things that you don't do that you know you're supposed to do. But if you had the sense, ki kol eido kulam kedoshim, that everybody around you is doing the right thing, it'd be much harder for you to. So he says, that's the oimik of danes chaver lekav schos. A person shouldn't walk around saying that we live in this horrible generation where everybody's terrible. Because you know what you're doing? You're subconsciously giving your own yetzahara, you're feeding your own koyach hataiva. That's what you're doing. To the walk away, fakir. I'll just read to you one paragraph, the last one. The umuvan ois aleph. The chazal yo'atznu ladon lekav schos, leman lo yimotzei lanu pesach bilvaveinu. When a person is going to engrave inside his heart that no, we don't live in a messed up generation. To the contrary, how's he going to be able to have to go and spoil his own food? But when people always find chesroinus in other people, the ein moishel berucha.